This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glasgow, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. How are you doing?
Bill, as you know, the end of the 16-day U.S. government shutdown means investors will get a flood of economic reports in the coming week, reports that were delayed during the impasse, and the big one, the jobs report. Tell us about it.
Well, Greg, I'm sure you missed all those numbers when the government was shut down. Were you sleeping?
I was having withdrawal symptoms, I've got to tell you.
Withdrawal symptoms. Well, all of Wall Street was having withdrawal symptoms, too. That didn't stop shares from going up a lot, but yeah, you're right. The jobs report comes out Tuesday. This is the September jobs report. Here we are in late October. I don't think the jobs report has ever come out on a Tuesday, but of course the government doesn't get shut down that much. And we're going to probably see some good numbers. This reflects America before the shutdown, and it's expected to show job gains after employers added 169,000 positions in August. This could be very nice for the stock market.
And, of course, investors and the Federal Reserve, which watches the jobs numbers very closely, they'll also be watching now. Investors will also focus on Apple's latest iPad lineup in the coming week, as well as a long list of corporate profits. Now, you say that corporate dividends, they may bring investors some good news after the so-called bad news of the shutdown.
Well, you're right. You know, the S&P 500 is up about 22% this year, which is not shabby. And U.S. corporate earnings are strong enough that they've boosted dividends. The companies have boosted dividend payments by $31 billion this year. That's according to my friend Howard Silverblatt at S&P, by the way. And you know that $31 billion is more than the entire cost of the government shutdown, which was about $24 billion. That tells you how strong corporate America is and perhaps why the shutdown had the modest impact that it did do.
Of course, the big question, Bill, really is, or as you mentioned, really how strong corporate America is, because we don't know whether the shutdown really will slow the economy and hurt corporate profits perhaps in the coming quarters. Now, speaking of that, let's look at third quarter profits, which, of course, came before the shutdown, and lots of numbers on those are coming out in the coming week. Which ones are you focusing on, Bill?
Well, let me take a deep breath here, because I could read this list on and on. We'd be here for another 15 minutes. This is the peak of earnings season, and we expect earnings out from Amazon.com, McDonald's, Netflix, China Mobile, and Ford and Microsoft. And this may be the week. Maybe we find out if Ford's Alan Mulally is going to move over to run Microsoft. The software maker said it'd have a pick by year end, and maybe earnings time is a fortuitous moment to announce that.
And of course, Microsoft could use some innovative thinking from a new CEO, and Microsoft, if that happened, would become a more viable competitor to Apple, which, again, let's get back to Apple's iPad release in the coming week. Will that iPad or will those iPads, be innovative enough, to excite investors?
Well, I think it's an iterative, that's always a tough word for me, an iterative development. You know, Apple has just lured away Burberry's CEO to spice up their retail operation. And the new iPad is, there's likely to be an iPad mini with a high-definition screen, a slimmer version of the bigger iPad, not that the current one isn't already pretty slim, a new Mac Pro computer, a software update. This is not looking like it's going to be a revolutionary unveiling. It's just another nice product unveiling.
Or essentially, incremental developments. Now, all the news won't come from the U.S. in the coming week. We're going to get a rash of economic reports from abroad, including about the U.K. economy.
That's right. The U.K. Reports third quarter GDP this coming week, and it's the first G7 country, the big industrial countries, to do so. And the betting is for a 0.8% gain after a little smaller one, a 0.7% rise in the second quarter. What's interesting is that Mark Carney, who's the Canadian running the Bank of England, he's been saying interest rates will stay low until unemployment falls to 7%. So it doesn't look like the Bank of England is going to panic and jerk rates up.
Now, of course, it looks like the Canadian economy may be slowing along with the U.S., and we may learn that from Canada's central bank when they talk about their latest rate decision, Bill.
Well, all this U.S. government shutdown and fiscal crisis stuff has taken a toll on the dollar, and that means that our trading partners' currencies have gone up, and Canada has got some issues not only with domestic investments but with exports. They make Bombardier aircraft, subway trains, rail cars, ski mobiles. So a lot of stuff comes out of Canada besides lumber and oil.
Of course, and they also sell blackberries, even though they don't sell as many of them as they did a few years ago.
Although they tend not to be made in Canada. So it's blackberries, the company, but those come out of the Chinese numbers, the Mexican numbers,
that's right,
the Romanian numbers, wherever the plants are.
And the market share, certainly the key is smaller. Well, in sports, Major League Baseball in the United States will host the World Series Championship, a game that's popular not only in the U.S., but in Japan and many other countries other than, you know, soccer countries. Now, it looks like the game itself is the lead story now, and not steroids, at least for the moment.
Well, for the moment. Now, I'm not going to do a spoiler on you here because while we're taping this, we don't know who's going to run the who's going to win the National League or the American League playoffs. So right now, it's the Boston Red Sox or the Detroit Tigers in the American League versus the L.A. Dodgers or St. Louis Cardinals for the National League. Last year, remember, the Tigers lost the series to the San Francisco Giants in four straight.
Of course, I don't know who you would be betting on, Boston, maybe because reluctantly because you're a New Yorker or one of the others.
Well, you know, Greg, I lived in Boston for 10 years, and I have a soft spot in my heart for the Red Sox, as does, Bill de Blasio, who's running for mayor as the Democrat in New York. Joe Loda, his opponent, he says his blood runs pinstripe blue, so you know where he's going for. That's a Yankees fan died in the wool.
Well, that just because de Blasio thinks that way doesn't make it defensible, Bill. But anyway, it warms my heart. Now, Bill, as always, thank you for joining us today.
Great, Greg. We'll see you next week.
Will is, we gotta go. You can find the full print version of our Week Ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal at our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.